KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by junior Micah Eggert for our player profile segment this time around. And Micah, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to a pair of Mid-Columbia Conference games this weekend. Blue Devils scheduled to host Sageview on Friday and then travel to Hermiston on Saturday. Now, this past weekend, the Blue Devils split a pair of conference games. Let's focus on the latter game of the weekend, a 70-50 triumph over the Hanford Falcons. It was quite the night where every Blue Devil that played got into the scoring column.
Yeah, I just think we went out there and played as a team against Hanford at home, and we just had a ton of energy going into the game after kind of a tough loss against Chihuahua the night before, and so we kind of knew we had to get back in the win column, and so we went out and played as a team, shared the ball, and everyone got to score, and it was super fun.
It really was, and as you mentioned, a key word there, share or sharing the ball, and it was certainly evident by the fact that everybody scored in that game, and if it wasn't the scoring column, it seemed like there were other ways that players were contributing during the course of that game.
Yeah, I just think everyone was playing super hard. If we were like pressing and putting pressure on the other team and getting steals, or if we were driving to the hoop and sharing the ball and getting assists, and we're also rebounding really well and just going up strong and grabbing boards. And so we just played good as a team all around.
And after that contest, I had a chance to speak with Derek Bingham and Jacob Griffith and talked about the idea that if you keep a team at 50 points, your chances of winning are pretty darn good.
Yeah, we just got to focus on our defense if our offense isn't going. And when we played against Hanford, our offense was going and our defense was going, holding them to only around 50 points. And it just made the game easier on the offensive side because we would get stops on defense, which would lead to energy into our offense.
And when I think of Micah Eggert, I think of someone who started a season ago and kind of thrown into the fire right off the bat, going up against Lewis and Clark out of the Greater Spokane League to open the season. And I remember the Blue Devils going on the road, getting a really nice win by a 7-point margin. And here's Micah Eggert in his varsity debut, scoring 10 points, 7 of them coming in the fourth quarter. And that proved to be the margin of difference. Now, how things been going this year compared to a season ago?
I think that I kind of, like, this season I had to step into a bigger role, being the point guard on the team now because of Carter Schvell being a senior and graduating. And so I kind of have to be a leader on this team, not just in scoring, but sharing the ball, playing hard on defense, and just being a leader out there on the floor.
Do you like offense or defense better?
I like offense more because I like to, you know, share the ball. I also like to shoot the ball too. So, and I just like having the ball in my hands, and it feels very comfortable to me during the game. But I also like playing defense, working hard for my team, and just go battling out there.
And during the course of the season, you're going to play some teams that show some finesse, some teams that are more physical. Chihuahua is probably about as physical a team as you're going to play all year. Hanford, on the other hand, love to go from the outside and beyond offensively.
Yeah, I just feel like our defense, we just got to, like, see who our matchups are in the film and then adjust from there if we need to apply more pressure and or if we need to, like, kind of sag off. They don't shoot as much but play strong on the inside.
And, Micah, refresh my memory. Is there another sport that you participate in at Wahi?
Yeah, I play football and tennis.
And football this past year, the Blue Devils showed some signs of improvement. And what beautiful digs you guys have to play in now.
Yeah, it's super nice. Our new stadium is really fun, and that first home game in football against Hermiston was super fun, and there's so much energy in our new stadium, and yeah, our football team, we're looking good next year.
And tennis has certainly brought you some enjoyment, I imagine.
Yeah, my dad coaches me in tennis, so it's a little bit different for coaching, having your dad out there. But it's super fun. I love the guys that play tennis, and it's just a really fun group to be around, and tennis is just super fun to play.
And tennis is a sport that the Blue Devil boys have had some success on in recent years, right?
Yes. So our tennis has been really good, and we only graduated from last year, so we're kind of coming back with the same varsity team, and so we should be pretty good this year and maybe make a run to state.
Well, you've seen them on the gridiron, Blue Devil Nation. You've seen them on the basketball court, and in the not-too-distant future, you'll see them on another kind of court, the tennis court. We certainly want to thank Micah Eggert for joining us for our player profile interview. It was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. Coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone, presented by Big Blue Boosters. I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, before, as we're conducting this interview, prior to Mid-Columbia Conference games this week with Sageview and Hermiston, we're almost at the quarter pole of the season. Is it somewhat hard to believe?
Yeah, it goes fast. I knew it was going to. When I got hired, you have to do all these little things, and I had to do open gyms, and I thought the season took forever to get here, so I just wanted to get in the gym and start going with our guys. But I knew once we got into the season, like I knew Lewiston was 12 games or 12 days away. I knew that was going to go fast. So the fact that we're almost at Christmas, it does seem a little crazy, but not surprised. This had, you know, season always goes pretty quick at this point. Yeah,
no question about it. It's one of those deals where you start the season and then before you know it, it's early to mid-February.
Right, and you're deep in league and you're playing three games a week. And my wife's like, I don't see you very often. We go go through that stretch. So it's good, though. I love being in the gym with our guys. We got a really good group of seniors. Our whole program's got a bunch of good kids in, especially our seniors and our varsity kids this year. So I love being here with them and spending time with them for sure.
Now, we know that it's a little hard on the wife. How about the little ones? I'm sure they're not thrilled about daddy being gone.
I hope they miss me when I'm gone. That's the hope. The schedule we got going now with the early practices twice a week during non-Tuesday game, that helps a lot because I'm home for dinner four nights a week and can interact with them and still be home and play. So that's been good. But, yeah, I miss them for sure. I hope they miss me as well. Yeah.
Indeed. And now, after the Mid-Columbia Conference games this weekend, a little bit of a lull, but not really. Then it's a quick turnaround, a non-league game on Tuesday. It's going to be an afternoon game with the Cheney Blackhawks, and I'll certainly provide the Blue Devils with some good competition during the Christmas break.
Yeah, when I found out we could do a foundation game, friends asked me if I wanted to do it, and I was like, absolutely, because as a young coach, when we got a young team, I thought, any chance we could to play a game, I was willing to do it. So I think it's pretty cool to play on a Tuesday, a day game. and then kind of can enjoy Christmas, enjoy break a little bit, and then come back and get ready for Kamikin and Kennewick.
And I imagine these are the kind of young men that won't have any problem enjoying the holidays.
No, I hope not. I mean, they work hard. They should, you know, get a chance to rest up and recover and come back strong for the second half.
And I got a little taste of it the other night during a post-game show. We were talking to Jacob Griffith and Derek Bingham. And, gosh, the warmth that I feel from persons of their ilk makes it so much fun to broadcast these games. And certainly the coaching staffs over the years have been so cooperative. And I know it's one thing I really appreciate. And it's a credit to these young men and a credit to the coaching staff.
Right. I mean, that's why you coach. Obviously, like, we're competitive people. I miss playing the game, so coaching's a way I can fill that void. But really, the reason you do it is for the kids. And, you know, it makes it that much more enjoyable when you got kids you know have high character and work hard and do the right thing. So we had a great group for sure.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Row Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Wahigh Blue Devil Boys about to take on the Hermiston Bulldogs in the Mid-Columbia Conference Boys basketball game. And our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." Starting lineup for the Wahigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior. Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Niall Dumpster at guard, 6'1" and a senior. Starting lineup for the Hermiston Bulldogs, as announced by head coach Brian Edwards. Carter Olson at a guard slash wing, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a junior. Lane Simmons at a guard slash wing, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a junior. Carter Swanson at guard, 6'1" and a junior. James Young at a guard slash wing, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a junior. And Evan Hayes at forward, 6 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. Starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." And that's going to do it for our pregame show on the boys' side. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball, Wahigh at Hermiston, after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy, crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new crispy onion cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. I'm Roy Elia coming to you from our Calvin's Pharmacy broadcast location, the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. The Wahai Blue Devil boys about to take on the Hermiston Bulldogs. Remind you once again, March 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. Set for a 5 o'clock start at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock on March the 28th. Individual tickets, just $50. I believe corporate sponsorships are also available as well. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. After tonight's game here in Hermiston, the Wahai boys will be hosting Cheney on Tuesday. Scheduled for a 1 o'clock tip-off on Tuesday afternoon, a business person special, if you will. Airtime next Tuesday from the Wahai Gym will be 12:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our pregame show from Hermiston. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to Hermiston after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil boys about to take on the Hermiston Bulldogs in the second half of our
Mid-Columbia Conference and Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Saturday. Hermiston tonight will be out the services of Nathaniel Henderson. A football commitment is the reason. They will also be without Quinn Warner due to a sprained ankle. Last night, the Blue Devils defeated Sageview in the Wawhide Gym, a final count of 64-54. Meanwhile, the Hermiston Bulldogs lost a tough one to the Hanford Falcons. Hermiston coming out on the short end of a 66-61 final score. In our first quarter on this Saturday evening, presented by our good friend and former Wawhide athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Going to get started at around 5:06. On this Saturday night. And we are set and ready to go. Jacob Griffith will jump center for the Blue Devils. He'll be opposed in the center circle by Lane Simmons of Hermiston. Of course, the Simmons name, very famous here in Hermiston. I think of the great Izzy Simmons, who was a star for the Hermiston girls basketball team, now the all-time leading scorer at Hermiston High School. This contest is underway. Hermiston controlling the tip, and Hermiston with the first possession of this contest. Far side, it's Young with a basketball. Free throw line extended. A pass inside, almost knocked away, but it is taken, and a lay-in put up and good by Rue Olson, and a foul called. Fouled by Micah Eggert of the Blue Devils. So a quick start for Hermiston. And Olson to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Bullet pass from the far side into Olson. Lays the ball up and in off the glass. And the foul. The free throw is a brick off the back iron taken by Dumpster. Here is Micah Eggert out of the backcourt for the Blue Devils. Hermiston opening up in a man-to-man defense. Eggert coming off a 15-point performance last night. Gets it inside for a Colt Pemberton. And Colts strongly lays the ball up and in to tie the game at 2-2. Here's a pass inside thrown away by Hermiston. The ball back to the Blue Devils. The pass from the near side by Swanson gets by the intended target Evan Hayes and out of bounds. And Wawhide inbounds in the backcourt. Here is Dumpster into the front court. Bounce out of the near side to Eggert. Micah Eggert into the lane. Stops just inside the free throw line. Fade away. Jumper is good! Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation after that bucket by Micah Eggert. And the Blue Devils lead 4-2. We're a minute into the first quarter. Here is Olson driving, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Olson. Before the shot attempt, the player control foul is the first on Hermiston in the ball game, and the Blue Devils inbound in the backcourt. Here is Micah Eggert. He is guarded by Swanson. Round a pick by Pemberton. Dribbles far side. Going to take it inside the back. Now he'll make his way to the near side. Get it up top to Colt Pemberton. Near side to Micah Eggert. Eggert on the far side to Dumpster. 9 on the shot clock. Dumpster drives near side. Near corner, Eggert spots up for a 3. It's going to be short. The rebound taken by Bingham. His put back in the lane is not good. A reverse lane attempt, a beautiful looking shot, but he could not finish. And Hermiston gets the rebound. Olson got the rebound moments ago. And he possesses the basketball between the rings for Hermiston. 4-2 the Blue Devils, 6:18 and counting left in the first quarter. There's a pass down low to Simmons, and Simmons lays the ball up and in off the pass from the far side by Young. And we're tied at 4. Micah Eggert, near side. Bounce it in the near corner to Griffith. Jay Griff into the lane, lost the basketball. Taken by Hermiston, taken by Young. Young gets it back on the near side. He'll drive on the near side. He is bumped by Eggert. Shot over Micah is no good. Offensive rebound taken by Hermiston, taken by Simmons. Pass in the near corner is almost thrown away. Saved in bounds by Young, but right to the Blue Devils. Hermiston turns it over. Here is Dumpster on the near side to Eggert. Now to Colt Pemberton. Far side to Bingham. Derek on the dribble. Near side to Micah Eggert. Round and pick by Pemberton. Near side Griffith. Bounce pass inside for Pemberton for the left-handed lay-in. Nice dish on the part of Jay Griff to the stud Holt Pemberton with four early points here in the first quarter. Here's a bounce pass inside. Land put up and blown by Hermiston. Offensive rebound taken by Hermiston. That missed by Hayes. Now they get it up top to Olsen for a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound is fought for far side. And the ball out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called. An over-the-back foul is called on Hermiston. It's called on Hayes. That's two team fouls in the quarter on Hermiston. Jay Griff with nice position just moments ago, and Hayes climbs the back and picks up the foul. Just over 3 minutes into the first quarter, 6-4 the Blue Devils. Again, we're delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage. Near side, here is Jay Griff. Pass far side, deflected and taken by Hermiston. And a grabbing foul is going to be called on Dumpser as he grabbed Olsen on the far side. Blue Devils turn it over. A foul called on Niall Dumpser. Two team fouls aside.
Fouls at number 30 for Walla Walla. Niall Dumpser, his first personal foul, second team foul.
Hermiston inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline in backcourt. The ball in to Simmons. Lane Simmons against Derek Bingham. Bounce it to Olsen. On the far side, it goes to Young. Young gets it up top with the basketball as Swanson. Now on the near side to Olsen. Olsen off to Simmons. And a three-second violation going to be called on Hermiston. The ball back to the Blue Devils. Some of that noise that you're hopefully hearing in the background, courtesy of the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity. Getting into it here in the early going, and I'm sure the players appreciate that on the varsity side. Here is Eggert. Spin move. Goes into the lane. Micah throws one up off the back of the rim. No good. Bingham keeps it alive. Knocks the ball to Pemberton. Pemberton laying inside. No good, but he is fouled. He is fouled by Hayes. That is two fouls on Hayes. And that's the third on Hermiston here in the first quarter. And Colt Pemberton to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, the first of which is good.
Colt Pemberton in line shooting two for the Blue Devils.
7-4 the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Hermiston. Jose Juarez Rodriguez checks into the ball game for Hayes. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Pemberton is off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Olsen. Olsen front court for Hermiston. 7-4 the Blue Devils. That is your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update as we approach the midway point of this first quarter. Here's a three near side. It's off the rim, no good for Swanson, and the Blue Devils with a rebound. It is collected by Jay Griff. Here is Micah Eggert with the basketball. Near side against Swanson. Now it's off to Dumpster. Gets into the lane for Pemberton. And climbing over his back on the pass is James Young. Young fouls him from behind. And that is four in the quarter on Hermiston. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. The ball into Pemberton. Colt puts it up in the lane. No, but he is grabbed and fouled. There is your Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. A nice entry pass into Colt Pemberton, and he is grabbed and fouled by Swanson of the Hermiston Bulldogs. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Colt Pemberton is a brick off the back iron. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Alama Roberson in for the Blue Devils. He replaces Niall Dumpser. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Pemberton is no good. And the rebound off to Hermiston. So it stays 7-4 the Blue Devils. Here's a give and go by Hermiston. Lay-in put up and good by Simmons. Off the top of the key pass by Young. Simmons with four. And it's 7-6 the Blue Devils. Bingham driving far side. Bounce it in for Jay Griff. And his lay-in is up and good. Jay Griff with the deuce, 9-6 the Blue Devils. 9-6 is our score, 3:10 and counting left in the first quarter. Near side with the basketball is Swanson. He drives, he puts one up and in off the glass. 9-8 in favor of the Blue Devils. The next dead ball, Luke Higgins will check into the Wahai lineup. Pemberton pass inside for Bingham. It's knocked away and stolen by Hermiston. Here's a quick pass into the front court and a lay-in put up and good by Young. Blue Devils turn it over, and Hermiston scores in transition, and Hermiston takes the lead 10-9. 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is a drive into the lane by Egger, and he is swatted away from behind by Young. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Luke Higgins in for the Blue Devils, and he replaces Jay Griff. Blue Devils inbounding. Eggert along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Bounce it up top, and the pass is intercepted by Young. Young to the other end against Pemberton, and Pemberton will body him and foul him. Blue Devils get sloppy on the out-of-bounds pass. And Pemberton picks up his first foul. Hermiston to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. With 2:24 left in the first. Hermiston 10, the Blue Devils 9. Bounce pass in. Olsen lays it up with the left hand, no good, but a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And that foul is called on Bingham. And Olsen to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Rue Olsen. Actual name is Carter. First free throw up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Gabe Davenport checks in, and he is in for Micah Eggert. Another free throw coming for Olsen. Compliments of Walla Walla Daily Grind. The free throw is around and in. 12-9 in favor of Hermiston. Bingham with the basketball. Off to Davenport. Bounce it high post to Pemberton. Pemberton on the far wing to Davenport. To the top of the key. Now to the free throw line. Stops. Off for Bingham. Derek Bingham with the basketball. He'll drive on the far side. Into the lane he goes. Puts up a fadeaway. It's no good. And the rebound off to Hermiston, but it's knocked away by Pemberton. Taken by Davenport. Gets it off for Roberson, and Roberson lays it up no good. Fights for the rebound, but the ball off to Hermiston. The ball taken by Simmons. Hermiston in transition. Here is Swanson losing the basketball near side. It is taken by Davenport. 1:40 and counting left in the first. 12-9 in favor of Hermiston. Derek Bingham on the dribble. Nearly had it knocked away by Swanson. High post to Pemberton. Pemberton into the lane. His shot off the glass, no good. But a foul is going to be called on Olsen of Hermiston. Olsen with the foul. He has two. Hermiston has six. Colt Pemberton to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Hoping to improve on a 1-for-4 showing thus far, and he does not as he misses the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It remains 12-9 Hermiston with 1:25 left in the first. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Carter Welty is into the ball game. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Colt Pemberton, and this one is good. Blue Devils to within a deuce. 12-10 Hermiston. Hermiston possesses the basketball. Far side, Rodriguez. Now with the basketball is Young, and Young is going to be fouled as the ball was knocked away from him. In deep on the left-hand side, but they're going to rule a foul on the Blue Devils. They're going to call it on Roberson. And that is five on the Blue Devils and will mean free throws for Hermiston. Young at the stripe with 1:10 left in quarter number one. Free throw, bangs off the rim, no good. He missed it. Another attempt coming for Young, who has 2 points in the ball game. Deep breath, deep knee bend, and that free throw is good. 13-10 in favor of Hermiston. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Got a pick by Davenport. Now he will drive into the lane. Couple of moves, puts it up, and it's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Pemberton, and Colt lays the ball up and in. Colt Pemberton 8 points here in the first quarter. 13-12, Hermiston. Hermiston in possession. Rodriguez far side going to be grabbed and fouled on the far side. They're going to call a hand check on Davenport.
Personal fouls on number three. Davenport.
And Rodriguez to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws.
Jose Juarez, Rodriguez to shoot two.
Each team with six fouls here in the first quarter. 42 seconds remaining in period one. Free throw by Rodriguez. Rattles home. ...14-12 in favor of Hermiston. Another attempt for Rodriguez, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. And this one is good. Bulldogs by three, 15-12. 36 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Bingham, near side to Davenport. He'll drive near side, left-handed. Land is up and good for Davenport. He sofas the Blue Devils to within one. 15, 14, 20 seconds and counting. Time remaining in the first quarter. The shot clock is off. Hermiston in possession. With the basketball is Simmons. He'll drive into the lane. Throw up a runner. No, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. A bailout call. No question about it. Going to call it on Roberson. A tough break there for the Blue Devils as that shot missed off the rim on the part of Simmons, but he is bailed out on the foul call. Two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Simmons. Here is the first with 9 7/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Bangs off the back of the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Roberson checks out after picking up his second personal foul. He is replaced by Micah Eggert. The second attempt, and that rattles in for Simmons. Here comes Eggert, 6 seconds, five. Round a pick by Davenport, near side Davenport, three on the way. Off the back of the rim, long rebound near side taken by Simmons, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. And after one, Hermiston 16, Wahai 14, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The two teams combined for 13 fouls in the first quarter and 15 free throw attempts. Hermiston 6-for-9 in the first quarter. The Blue Devils just 2 out of 6. Blue Devils were led in the first quarter by the 8 points of Colt Pemberton, and leading the way for Hermiston, Simmons with 5. The Blue Devils will possess the basketball to begin the second quarter of this contest. Blue Devils trailing 16-14. Now the official is going to have a discussion, see who possesses the basketball. Well, it's going to be Hermiston ball to start the second quarter. No, it's going to be the Blue Devils. At first they were going to give it to Hermiston, but it is in fact Blue Devil ball. Niall Dumpster to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, right at the midcourt line. Ball inbounded to Micah Eggert. Jacob Griffith, Zip Zone Conoco substitution during the commercial break. Gets the pass inside in the far corner. Here is Dumpster for three. It rattles in and out, and the rebound off to Simmons. Heartbreak there for the Blue Devils, and Hermiston in possession. Young with the basketball in for Simmons. Gets it in the near corner. Shot in the way for three is around and off. No good by Swanson. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils, taken by Griffith. Here is Micah Eggert, far corner to Dumpster. Dumpster going to drive into the lane. He throws one up, around it in, and he is fouled.
Count the basket, it's good.
It took till the second quarter, but we have our first Dumpster fire of the contest. Dumpster is fouled. He is fouled by Wilty. And the free throw by Nile is up and good. And the Blue Devils lead 17-16. Near corner, here is Swanson along the baseline. Gets it up top to Wilty. Far side Rodriguez. He'll drive into the lane. He'll throw it up off the glass, and that's all. And the rebound off to Nile Dumpster. Far side to Micah Eggert. On the near side, Dumpster is wide open. Three on the way. It's in and out of heartbreak. And the rebound off to Wilty. Now to Simmons. Near side Swanson. Back to Simmons. On the extended near wing. Couple of dribbles to the far side. Still on the dribble. On the far side. Stops. Off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez at the free throw line. Near side. It goes to Swanson. Swanson to the top of the key. Steps back. Puts up a three. And it is good. It's 19-17 in favor of Hermiston. Here is Eggert. Spin move at the free throw line, and he is grabbed and fouled by Swanson. That's his second. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. 6:27 left in the second quarter. Eggert bounces it in to a cutting Dumpster, and he is fouled. After accepting that pass, fouled on the way up. And it's on Rodriguez. And Nile Dumpster to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Nile in the ball game with 3 points. His first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is a brick off the back iron. Blue Devils continuing to struggle at the free throw line. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Pemberton re-enters, and Nate Allen into the ball game for the first time. Jay Griff and Higgins to the Blue Devil bench. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw finds its way in for Nile Dumpster. It's 19-18 in favor of Hermiston. Simmons far side against Micah Eggert. Between the rings to Swanson. Long three on the way by Swanson. It's good. That one about a 22-footer off the top of the key, and it's 22-18 Hermiston. Eggert near side to Allen. Allen near side, bounce it in for Pemberton. Pemberton lost the ball. He is tied up by Simmons. And Hermiston will get it on the alternating possession. A tough break, a nice entry pass, not handled cleanly, resulting in the tie-up, and the Blue Devils turn it over by way of the alternating possession. Here is Simmons. In the rings to Young. Back inside for Simmons. A bad pass off his hands and out of bounds. Now they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Calling a hand check foul on Eggert. Should be a turnover, but no. Outside official calling a foul on Eggert. Tough break for the Blue Devils. Second personal foul on Micah Eggert. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham back for the Blue Devils for Micah Eggert. Hermiston inbounding. Up top Rodriguez. Near side to Young. Young with a basketball against Colt Pemberton. Picked up and switched by Allen after a pick. Pass inside, and now they're going to call another foul on the Blue Devils. Another reach in, they say. For crying out loud! And that's two on Nile Dumpster. And Hermiston will inbound on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pass in the lane. Shot put up and good by Simmons. He has 8 in the quarter. Hermiston leads by a half dozen, 24-18. And here is Bingham driving on the far side. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Hermiston before the shot. And that foul is called on Swanson. And that is 3 on Swanson. Swanson checks out of the ball game. And he is replaced by Olson in the Hermiston lineup. Davenport near corner, Allen. 3 on the way by Nate is no good. Rebound deflected once, twice, near side taken by Allen. Allen to the top of the key. On the far side to Smith, who has checked in for the Blue Devils. Bryson, a tip zone Conoco substitution. Bingham with a basketball, top of the key, into the lane he goes. Fadeaway jumper off the back of the rim and through for Derek Bingham. His first two of the game, and it's 24-20 Hermiston. 5 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. Simmons far corner to Rodriguez, gets it up top to Olson. And Olson will travel with a basketball and give it back to the Blue Devils. 4:55 left in the second quarter, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:55 left in period two. Hermiston 24, Wahigh 20, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Welcome back. Hermiston leading 24-20. And a shot by Pemberton inside is blocked. And Hermiston comes the other way. Driving near side is Simmons. Goes into the lane, puts it up off the glass and off the iron. Went over the back on the rebound. They say that the Blue Devils knocked it out last when it looked like Simmons had knocked it out. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith back for the Blue Devils for Nate Allen. Looping pass in for Simmons. He puts it up and in. Second time that the Hermiston Bulldogs have alley-ooped their way to a basket off an out-of-bounds play. It's 26-20 in favor of Hermiston. Bingham far side. Did he have the ball knocked away? They rule no. They just say he lost it out-of-bounds far side, and the ball back to Hermiston. Simmons with a basketball. Against Bingham. Lost the ball, but it's recovered by Hermiston. Far side, it is Young. Hits it up top. Almost a travel by Welty. And Welty goes to the deck. He is fouled. Another foul called on the Blue Devils. And that one is called on Griffith. That's his first. Team's third. Hermiston inbound on the baseline. They'll probably go to Simmons again on the alley-oop. No, they won't. Ball out front to Olson against Smith. He'll drive by Smith, go in, have his shot blocked by Bingham, but another foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And that foul is called on Smith.
First foul is number 12, Bryce Smith.
As the fouls continue to pile up here in Hermiston. By our unofficial count, that is 21 fouls between the two teams here in the first half. And Olson to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Hermiston leading 26-20. The free throw bangs off the back of the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Hayes is back for Hermiston, and he replaces Welty. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Hermiston 26, Wahigh 20. And the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is a brick off the back iron, and Bingham with the rebound. We're at the midway point of the second quarter. Bingham driving far side, throws it up off the glass too hard. Griffith got the rebound, and he has it knocked out of bounds by Simmons. And the ball stays with the Blue Devils. Wahida inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Smith to get it in. Or will he? He loops it out front. A bad pass. Ball ripped away by Griffith. Ball in the near corner to Smith. Shot goes off the side of the backboard. And then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jay Griff as the ball came off to Olson. That's going to mean free throws for Hermiston. At the next opportunity, Luke Higgins will be a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils as Olson steps to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 3:46 left in the second quarter. Free throw, good. Higgins in for Griffith in the Wahai lineup. Scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give him a call, 509-524-8277. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Olson. Good, and Hermiston leads by 8, 28-20. Smith into the front court for the Blue Devils. Smith on the dribble. Off for Derek Bingham between the rings. Derek Bingham, around a pick by Pemberton. Derek Bingham, near side, near corner Smith, three on the way. Rattles in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Simmons. Or make that Olson, I beg your pardon. Olson going to take it coast to coast. Nobody picked him up, and he lays the ball up and in. And Spencer Hessler has seen enough. He wants a timeout with 3:06 left in the second quarter. Hermiston 30, Wahai 20. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again in Hermiston, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 30-20 as we approach the 3-minute mark, time remaining in the second quarter. Derek Bingham with a basketball, guarded by Simmons, needs help after terminating the dribble. Pass on the near side to Smith. Back to Bingham. Bingham around a pick by Pemberton. Near side for Smith. The ball through his hands and out of bounds. And out of the timeout, the Blue Devils get sloppy and turn the basketball over. Ball into Simmons. Simmons, front court. Far side, it's Rodriguez. Pass inside, lay-in put up and good by Simmons. That way too easy. 12 in the quarter for Simmons, and Hermiston up by a dozen. Here is Bingham driving near side. Lay-in put up and no good. His right-handed scoop shot not there, and here comes Simmons. Top of the key, pass inside, knocked away by Bingham. Into the far corner to Rodriguez. In deep on the left-hand side, going to put up a shot. It's an air ball, and they're going to call another foul on the Blue Devils. Going to call the foul on Derek Bingham.
Foul's on number two, Derek Bingham. That's his second personal foul.
That's his second. And Rodriguez to the stripe for two shots. First one up. It's in and out, no good. He missed it.
Micah Eggert,
Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. He replaces Smith. With 2:16 left in the second quarter. 32-20 in favor of Hermiston. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is up and good for Rodriguez. 33-20 in favor of Hermiston. Eggert with a basketball. Near side on the dribble. Stops. Near corner to Bingham. Derek Bingham is double teamed. Near corner. Three-pointer on the way by. Eggert is up and good. Bruce Reed three for Eggert. 33-23, Hermiston, 153 and counting left in the second quarter. Rodriguez with a basketball. Gets it up top to Young. Back to Rodriguez. High post Olsen. Near side to Young. Young stops up top to Rodriguez. In the far corner, Simmons. Simmons will drive. Into the lane he goes. He's double teamed. Gets through the double team and scores. Despite terminating the dribble. And a timeout called. A timeout called with 1:34 remaining in the second quarter. Hermiston 33, Wahai 23. We will keep it here. Simmons has been amazing. 5 points in the first quarter. He has 14 here in the second quarter. Simmons with 19 points here in the first half. The Blue Devils at the moment, led by the 8 points of Colt Pemberton. He had all of those in the first quarter of this ball game. Hermiston by a dozen, 35-23. Luke Higgins, Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils, out there with Pemberton, Davenport, Eggert, and Bingham. Here comes Eggert. Pemberton on the far side. Backdoor pass inside for Higgins, and he lays the ball up and in. Nice pass. Welty has re-entered for Hermiston. And Zepeni has checked in for Hermiston. Here is Simmons from the free throw line. His jumper is in and out of heartbreak. Rebound deflected by Higgins, taken by Bingham. Bingham down the far side on the dribble. Bingham still with a basketball. Gets it up top to Pemberton. A three straight away by Colts. And it's going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. 53 9/10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 35-25 in favor of Hermiston. Here comes Simmons. Near side to Young. Up top to Simmons. Far side Rodriguez. Gets to the high post, gets it back on the far side. Three on the way by Rodriguez. Is around and off, no good. Offensive rebound taken, and the ball put up and in by Zepeni. So he makes his presence felt with a field goal. And it's 37-25 Hermiston. Eggert into the lane. Micah stops. Lost the basketball. And the ball back to Hermiston with 21 6/10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Olsen is back for Hermiston along with Hayes. Ball inbounded to Simmons. Shot clock is off. Simmons with a basketball. Now to pick by Hayes, picked up in a switch by Pemberton. Stops on the far side, far corner Rodriguez. Up top to Olsen. 7 seconds left in the quarter. 6, 5, 4. Here is Simmons. Cut off by Pemberton. Has the ball knocked away by Pemberton. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Hermiston with 1 second left in the second quarter. Hayes picks up his third personal foul. And will go to the other end for free throws. Colt Pemberton at the stripe. Looking to cut into this double-digit deficit. First free throw up and good for Colt. 37-26 in favor of Hermiston. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is also good. Olsen looking to inbound. He'll baseball it into the front court. Has a teammate, but he got the shot off too late. Got it into Young. Young got around the defense, but the shot will not count. And here at the halftime, the scoreboard shows Hermiston with a double-digit lead. Hermiston 37, Wahai 27. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level. The Hermiston High Gym, the Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs here at halftime, 37-27. And our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Hermiston. Olson with 8. Simmons with 19. 14 in the second quarter. Swanson with 2. Rodriguez with 3. Young with 3. And Zucchini with 2. Hermiston with 13 field goals in the first half. 2 from 3-point range. Hermiston at 9 for 15 from the free throw line, and Hermiston was called for 11 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Micah Eggert with 5, Derek Bingham 2, Gabe Davenport with 2, Jacob Griffith 2, Luke Higgins 2, Colt Pemberton 10, Niall Dumpser with 4. The Blue Devils 10 field goals in the first half, 1 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 6 of 11 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils whistled for 12 personal fouls. And that will do it for our halftime statistics. They were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Hermiston 37, Wahai 27. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again in Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Walhigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs here at the halftime break, 37-27. And we continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is coming up on March the 28th. Tickets are available. Individual tickets for just $50. Corporate sponsorships are also available. The event will begin at 5 o'clock the evening of March 28th, the last Saturday in March. And dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. And all the benefits raised that night will go to benefit Walla Walla High School Athletics. More information can be obtained by contacting Big Blue Boosters or Walla Walla High School. On Tuesday, we'll have Walhigh Boys Basketball for you on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The Blue Devil Boys, a non-league game on Tuesday against the Cheney Blackhawks. The tip-off is scheduled for 1 o'clock, and we plan to take the air on Tuesday at 12:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. The halftime score, Hermiston 37, Walhigh 27. We'll be back after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink
and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new crispy onion cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again in Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Hermiston Bulldogs will take a 10-point halftime lead into the second half. It's been Columbia Conference basketball game with the Wahai Blue Devils. Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing Hermiston here at the halftime break, or what's left of it, by a score of 37-27. And for those of you who haven't heard, the Wahai Blue Devil girls, who were defeated earlier today by Hermiston 57-31, will be playing host to Moses Lake on December the 29th at 3:30 in the Wahai gym. Airtime for that contest on the last Monday of December will be 3:00 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And our third quarter this evening, presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Micah Agert to inbound, far sideline. Pass on the far side is knocked out of bounds by Hermiston. Knocked out of bounds by Swanson. Knocked it away from Derek Mingham. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side. Top of the key extended. Ball into Niall Dumpster. Far side, Micah Agert. Agert, high post, Derek Bingham, drives on Olsen, puts up a reverse lane and missed it. And the rebound off to Hermiston, taken on. Near side, here is Simmons driving. In the far corner, now they get it to the wing, get it up top to Olsen, almost traveled with a basketball. Hermiston did a nice job swinging the basketball around. The Blue Devils doing a nice job defensively to rotate from pass to pass, following the ball very nicely indeed. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Swanson gets it in for Simmons. Kicks it on the far side to Olsen. Now it is up top to Young. Young loses a man near side. Throws up a runner. It is off the rim. No good. Rebound off to Olsen. He lays it up and missed it. Another offensive rebound for Hermiston. And another opportunity for the Bulldogs. Near side. Here is a three-point attempt by Young. That is off the rim. No good. Pemberton has a man climb over his back. There was no foul called. Hayes all over Pemberton. No foul called. But the good news is the Blue Devils get possession of the basketball back. Jay Griff at the high post goes into the lane, throws one up off the glass and good.
Nice play on tape for number five, Jacob Griffin.
Jay Griff brings the Blue Devils to within 8, 37-29. 6:40 and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Young with the basketball, far side to Simmons. Simmons back on the near side to Young. Free throw line extended. Pass inside for Hayes. In the near corner here is Olsen spotting up for a three, and that is in and out. Offensive rebound taken by Simmons, far side. Fade away on the baseline is good. Simmons with 21 in the game. Blue Devils give up an offensive rebound, and Hermiston makes them pay. 39-29 Hermiston. Here is Pemberton. In the far corner, Bingham spots up for a three, and that one is around and off no good, and the rebound off to Simmons. Simmons pass on the near side to Swanson. Swanson stops. Bullets a pass on the far side. Driving in and putting up a left-handed lay-in for two is Young. Young has 5 points in the game, and it's 41-29 in favor of Hermiston. Agert near side. Driving on Olsen. Far side Dumpster. Three on the way by Niall. Good! A dumpster fire brings the Blue Devils to within nine. 41-32, Hermiston, 5:34 and counting left in the third quarter. Up top of the basketball is Simmons. Far side it goes to Swanson, in for Olsen, down in the low block. Up top, pass deflected, stolen by Agert. Agert to the other end, he's going to challenge. A man inside with an absolutely incredible move. He loses Simmons and lays the ball up and in. Far side, here's a three on the way. That's up and good. A momentum killer by Swanson. A three-pointer from the far side gives Hermiston a 10-point lead, 44-34. We're 3 minutes in to the third quarter. Hagert with a basketball. Round a pick by Jay Griff. Goes into the lane. Throws up a runner. It's off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes off to Olson. Far side to Simmons. Simmons to Swanson. Swanson driving far side. Lost the ball. Had it knocked away. Recovers at the top of the key. And then throws the ball away. Looking inside for Hayes. Too much mustard on that pass. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 4:42 left in the third. Amazing move just moments ago in transition by Micah Eggert. Waited for Simmons to go by, laid the ball up and in. That got the Blue Devils to within seven, but then a quick response by Hermiston. It's the lead back up to 10, 44-34. Eggert with the basketball, near side. Guarded by Swanson, round a pick by Pemberton. Goes into the lane, bounce it inside. Jay Griff, reverse lay-in, good! Nice pass, nice finish. 44-36, Hermiston, 4:11 and counting left in the third quarter. Near side with the basketball is Young. Top of the key extended inside for Simmons. Lay-in put up and good. 23 in the game for Simmons. 46-36 in favor of Hermiston. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:56 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Here, Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Hermiston 46, Wahai 36. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update before the last timeout period was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Hermiston 46, Wahai 36. 3:56 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Blue Devils will possess the basketball out of the timeout period. Derek Bingham to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side, front court. We are set and ready to go. Ball into Micah Eggert. Eggert guarded by Swanson. Far side here is Dumpster. Hits around Olson. Into the lane. Throws one up off the glass and off the iron. Tremendous move, but he could not finish. Almost tied up Hayes on the rebound. But he gets it on the far side to Olson. Olson far side on the dribble. Up top to Simmons. Simmons top of the key on the near side. It goes to Swanson. Back to Simmons. Simmons pass out front. Almost stolen by Dumpster. A pass on the near side to Young. Now it is Swanson driving near side. Stops. Little crossover move. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound going to be claimed by no one. Instead a foul called. An over-the-back foul going to be the fourth personal on Hayes of the Hermiston Bulldogs. And that is the first foul in the second half on either side. Kalama Roberson. A zip zone Conoco substitution in for Jacob Griffith. And for Hermiston, Rodriguez has re-entered. 46-36 in favor of Hermiston. Bingham with a basketball. Bingham driving into the lane. Stops. Gets around Olson with a nice move. His finger roll is not good, but he is fouled. And that foul is called on Olson. And that is his third. Derek Bingham to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one, good.
Derek Bingham at line shooting two for the Blue Devils.
3:07 left in the third, 46-37 in favor of Hermiston. The second by Derek, good. As clean as can be, 46-38 Hermiston. 3 minutes and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Olson near side to Rodriguez. Free throw line extended. Rodriguez against Micah Eggert. He'll go into the lane after advancing out front. And a bad pass to the near side taken by Roberson. Here is Roberson stopping at the free throw line. Off for Derek Bingham. Bingham near side to Eggert. Micah Eggert against Swanson. Dribbles far side. Now into the lane. Here is Eggert being fouled as he went down the near side. Block shot inside, but a bodying foul called on Swanson. That is four fouls on Swanson. Three and a half on Hermiston. Three from the far corner by Dumpster is off the back of the rim. No good. Bingham keeps it alive. Gets possession of the basketball inside. Far side to Dumpster. Nile will drive into the lane. Gets it up top to Pemberton. A three on the way by Colt is off the rim. No good. And we're going to have a foul called on whom? Going to have a foul called, I think, on Hermiston. A pushing foul going to be called on Simmons of the Bulldogs. And that is the fourth foul in the quarter on Hermiston. It's the first on Simmons. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Welty back into the game for the Bulldogs. Ball bounced into Pemberton. Now to Micah Eggert. Far corner, Niall Dumpster. Up top to Micah Eggert. 46-38 Hermiston. In the lane is Pemberton. He'll lay the ball up and in, and he is fouled. Holy Toledo! Colt, a stud down in the low block. And he is fouled on the play by Rodriguez. Pemberton, strong in the lane, strong with the finish. And Colts with a dozen points in the ball game. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Pemberton. The Blue Devils trying to claw their way back into this one. 2 minutes and counting left in the third. Rodriguez near corner, wide open, three on the way, up and good. Nobody picked him up. He had all the time in the world to shoot that one. And Hermiston extends its lead. Here is reverse lay-in by Eggert. That is unbelievable with his back to the basket. Holy Toledo. That was an incredible play by Micah Eggert. 137 and counting. The time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Pass inside for Simmons. Lay-in put up and good. Nice pass from the far side. And Simmons able to finish. He has 25 points in the game. I think we have some defuelty with the scoreboard. It still shows 49-38. Now it says 51-41 in favor of Hermiston. And here is Bingham wrestling for the ball inside. He is taken down inside by Welty. Grabbing foul on Hermiston will mean free throws for the Blue Devils with 1:18 left in the third. Scoreboard now showing 51-43 in favor of Hermiston. There have been some issues with the clock at times throughout the course of the day, but I want to tell you something. It is no easy task doing the scoreboard at a basketball game. At a volleyball match, no big deal. A basketball game, a different story. Free throw by Derek Bingham, up and good. And zip zone, Conoco substitutions. Dumpster and Pemberton to the sideline. Griffith and Davenport out on the floor. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bingham is off the back of the rim. No good. Jay Griff deflects the rebound. He goes over the back of Olson and picks up a foul. Tough break there for the Blue Devils, who are to within 7. 51-44 Hermiston with 1:17 left in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Simmons, who has 25 points in this ball game. Off to Olson. One dribble near side to Rodriguez. Top of the key extended. Rodriguez against Eggert. Looks to drive. It's cut off. Near wing Simmons. Simmons against Bingham. He stepped on the end line. Did Simmons. Nice defense by Derek Bingham, forcing the turnover. And the Blue Devils get the basketball back with 57 seconds left in the third. 51-44 in favor of Hermiston. Blue Devils trying to advance on the comeback trail. Far side here is Davenport driving on Rodriguez. Stops in deep on the left-hand side off to Eggert now to Bingham. Bingham into the lane, and Bingham will go to the goal strong. Can't score, and the rebound off to Simmons. Tough break there as Bingham made a strong move to the goal but could not finish. Simmons near side has the ball knocked away, and then a Hermiston player grabs Davenport, and no foul is called. Hermiston will get the basketball. Hermiston gets a huge break as the ball was knocked away by Davenport, and then he was grabbed as he was going after the ball in front of the Hermiston bench, but no foul was called. A tough break for the Blue Devils. The ball stays with Hermiston. Looping pass to the far side, taken by Young. He'll hand it off to Simmons. Simmons with the basketball. 12 on the shot clock. He is double-teamed, and a foul, a reach-in foul, is going to be called on the Blue Devils.
First foul's
going to be called on Roberson.
Second team foul.
Hermiston to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Far side, front court. Ball into Simmons. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds left in the quarter. In the far corner, here's a three on the way by Young. Not close, and the rebound off to Jagriff. Hands it off to Eggert. Eggert down the far side, near side. Davenport spots up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. Hustles for his own rebound. It comes off to Jagriff. Far side, Bingham shot on the way. It is no good off the back of the rim. Actually, that attempt by Roberson, I beg your pardon. And after three quarters of play, Hermiston 51, Wahigh 44, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 51-44 as we ready ourselves for the fourth quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Through three quarters, Hermiston, 19 field goals, 4 from three-point range. The Blue Devils with 16 makes, 2 from Bruce Reed territory. Blue Devils 10 for 16 from the free throw line. Hermiston, 9 out of 15. And at the moment, we have the Blue Devils with 14 personal fouls. And Hermiston has been called for 16. And Hermiston have the first possession of the fourth quarter. Simmons far side between the rings to Olson. Near side Young against Jagriff. One dribble, pass inside, knocked away by Higgins, or knocked away by Davenport, I'm sorry. It is Simmons now on the baseline. Jumper going to be too strong. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Now to Micah Eggert. Eggert far side against Rodriguez. Up top Bingham, top of the key against Olson. Goes into the lane, shot over Olson. It's good! And a foul is going to be called on Hermiston, going to be called on Simmons for a hand check. Bingham with the field goal. Hit the front of the rim and went through. And a foul on Simmons. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. In front court. No free throw to be attempted. Micah Eggert bounces it inside for Bingham. Knocked away by Simmons and out of bounds. The Blue Devils will retain. 51-46 in favor of Hermiston. Micah Eggert will inbound once again. Bounce pass inside. Here is Jay Griff. Lay and put up and good. And there is your Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game. Jay Griff with the bucket. He has eight in the game. 51-48. Hermiston 7-12 and counting left in the fourth quarter. With the basketball is Simmons in the far corner. It goes to Young inside for Olsen. Gets around Bingham. He can't score, but a foul is going to be called on Derek Bingham. I might add a disbelieving Derek Bingham. Nice job that time in the low block by Olsen to get free. Missed the lay-in, but he is fouled. Olsen at the moment with 8 points. He did not score in the third quarter. Free throw. Doink! Off the back of the rim, no good. It remains 51-48 Hermiston with 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils very much alive. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Olsen. It is up and it is good. Nice stroke on the part of Olsen for his ninth point. 52-48 in favor of Hermiston. Eggert far side with a basketball. Top of the key to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Bingham will lay it up. No, but he is fouled. And that foul is called on Young. That's his second.
That'll send Derek Bingham to
the stripe for two. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is up and good.
Colt Pemberton,
Niall Dumpser. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. To the sideline, Gabe Davenport and Jacob Griffith. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bingham. That one is short. And the rebound comes off to Hermiston, taken by Simmons. 52-49 Hermiston, 6:48 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Simmons far side with the basketball against Roberson. Dribbling near side. He gets around the defense, puts it up and missed it. He blows the lay-in. And the loose ball comes off to Eggert. And we're going to have a kick ball called. A kick ball called. Are they going to give the ball back to Hermiston? Oh, what a tough break for the Blue Devils. And Spencer Hessler in disbelief almost out at the midcourt line, pleading his case to the official near side. The lay-in was blown, then Eggert got possession. There may have been a kick ball, but Eggert had possession, and then the whistle blew. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Hermiston with 6:36 remaining in the fourth. 52-49 Hermiston, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back in Hermiston, Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. 6:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. Wahigh Blue Devil boys battling back, trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 52-49. The Blue Devils trailed by 10 at halftime, 37-27. There's a looping pass in the lane for Simmons, makes the catch, lays the ball up and in. Third time in the game that the Blue Devils have been burned on the out-of-bounds play. Two alley-oops, and that one taken by the athletic Simmons, who scores. 54-49, and here's an errant pass by Dumpster, knocked away by Hermiston, taken by Simmons. Simmons to the other end. He'll lay the ball up and blow it. And the rebound comes off to Hermiston, and a foul is going to be called on Dumpster. Offensive rebound taken by Welty. And for Niall, that is his third personal foul. And Hermiston inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Young loops it up top to Welty. Far side Rodriguez on the wing to Simmons. He is guarded by Kalama Roberson. Between the rings to Olson. Near side, it goes to Young. Young against Cole Pemberton. He'll drive on Pemberton. Throw it up over Pemberton. Not close. Got nothing but glass. And the rebound off to Bingham. Bingham front court for the Blue Devils, who trail 54-49. 5:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Bingham on the near side dumpster. Bounce inside for Pemberton. And Pemberton is grabbed and fouled, going up for a lay-in attempt. Hard foul on the play with 5:44 to go. And that is on Young. His third. Colt Pemberton at the free throw line. Colt with 13 points in the ball game. Now he has 14. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. Substitution, Swanson in for Hermiston. He is in for Welty. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Bulldogs. Colt Pemberton. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It's good. Blue Devils to within three. 54-51. 5:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Olson with a basketball on the far side to Swanson. Free throw line extended. Now to Rodriguez. Rodriguez far side in deep on the right. Up top to Simmons. Simmons against Roberson. Near side to Olson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Olson near side. He will drive near side. Go up. Shot over Bingham. No good, but they're going to call a foul on Bingham. And that'll mean free throws for Hermiston. A good strong drive near side by Olson. And he draws the contact from Derek Bingham, who just picked up his fourth personal foul. Olson to the stripe for two shots. The first presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith in for Niall Dumpster with 5:19 to go. 55-51 in favor of Hermiston. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Olson in the air, and it is good. He got them both. 56-51 in favor of Hermiston. Hagert front court. Derek Bingham. Near side Pemberton. He'll drive, kick it in the near corner. Jay Griff shot on the way for three. It is off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Bingham, and Bingham's putback is good. Bada bing, bada boom. 5 in the quarter for Bingham, 10 in the game, 56-53. Hermiston, and a violation against Hermiston. A lost ball near side. Simmons pressured near side, lost the ball. And the ball back to the Blue Devils and a zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpster in for Derek Bingham with 4:55 left in the fourth. 56-53 in favor of Hermiston. Micah Eggert front court against Swanson. Top of the key to Pemberton. Back to Eggert. Near side. Here is Dumpster. Rattling home of Bruce Reed. Three. Holy Toledo. We are tied at 56. 4:34 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Simmons with a basketball against Roberson. Near side Rodriguez. Top of the key extended. Between the rings, Swanson a long three on the way, going to be short. And the rebound off to Roberson. He is fouled by Simmons. .420 to go. And that is three on Simmons. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. The ball into Eggert. We're tied at 56. Top of the key. Here is Pemberton. He'll go into the lane. Far side. Jay Griff spots up for a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Taken by Jay Griff. Far side to Roberson. Roberson reverse lane is blocked. Gets it back near side. And they're going to call a travel on Roberson. Tough break for the Blue Devils. And the ball back to Hermiston. And a timeout called by Hermiston with 4:02 left in the fourth quarter. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 56, Hermiston 56, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Hermiston High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The second level of the Hermiston High School gymnasium. The Wahigh Blue Devils and Hermiston Bulldogs tied at 56. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Hermiston to inbound in the backcourt to resume play along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Olsen to get it in. Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. The ball into Simmons, who has had a marvelous game this evening. 27 points for Simmons. Bounces it to Olsen. Near side Rodriguez. Free throw line extended. Up top to Young. Young looks to bounce it inside. The ball kicked away. A kick save and a beauty by Colt Pemberton. And Hermiston will retain. The shot clock is reset. 3:48 left in the fourth quarter. We are tied at 56. Ball inbounded to Simmons. Simmons dribbles to the far side. Chant of defense down to my right. And a 3-second violation is called on Hermiston. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on the Hermiston turnover. Ball inbounded to Eggert. Blue Devils a chance to take the lead as we approach 3.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 56. Far side, Jay Griff with a basketball. Jay Griff, pass to the high post. A bad pass taken by Swanson. Knocked away. Goes off to Pemberton, and Pemberton looks inside for Eggert. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Hermiston. And it will be Blue Devil ball. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham in. He replaces Niall Dumpster with 3:22 to go. Eggert to get it in. Bounce it near side to Pemberton. Hands it off to Eggert. A three on the way by Micah is going to be short. And the rebound off to Hermiston. Taken by Young. Here comes Simmons into the front court. Far corner to Rodriguez. Now it's back up top to Simmons. 3:05 left in the fourth. We're tied at 56. Near side, here's Swanson with a basketball. Swanson up top to Rodriguez, on the far side to Olsen. 10 on the shot clock, 8 on the shot clock. Up top here is Simmons. Simmons gets it on the near side. Rodriguez spots up for a 3. It's off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. His putback is good with a right hand. A key offensive rebound and putback. And the Blue Devils trail 58-56. 2:38 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Eggert far side with a basketball. He'll drive into the lane. Get it in the near corner to Roberson. Roberson, spin move on Rodriguez. Near side, lays it up. No. Rebound deflected near side. Taken by Hermiston. Taken by Swanson. Far side, here is Simmons into the lane. Throws it up and in. And Hermiston up 4, 60-56. Here is Bingham near side. Goes into the lane. Throws one up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Hermiston. Taken by Young. Young is going to travel far side. He went down out of control. And a travel called on Hermiston. With 2:09 to go, the Blue Devils get a break and will get the basketball back. Trailing 60-56. Pemberton to inbound far side. The ball into Eggert. Micah with a basketball. Micah on the dribble. Near side. Cut off by Swanson. Bounce it in the lane for Pemberton. Pemberton will lay the ball up and in ever so strongly. Pemberton with 17, 60-58. Hermiston 1:48 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Simmons near side with a basketball guarded by Roberson. He'll drive on the near side. He'll lay it up and off the mark. He missed the lay-in and the rebound off to Griffith. And now to Micah Eggert. 1:33 and counting left in the fourth. 60-58 in favor of Hermiston. Eggert on the dribble for the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert advances far side on the dribble. Up top to Derek Bingham. Bingham between the rings against Rodriguez. Looks to drive on Rodriguez, and he'll lay it up, and it is held! Holy Toledo! What a play by Bingham! He lays it in and draws the contact from Rodriguez, and we are tied at 60 with 1:16 to go. Derek Bingham looking to give the Blue Devils the lead here. The scoreboard still shows 60 to 58 Hermiston. Now it says 60 to 60. 1:16 to go. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bingham is up, and it is good. 61-60, the Blue Devils. Hermiston with a basketball. Near side it is Simmons, and a timeout by Hermiston with 1:12 left in the fourth. Wahai 61, Hermiston 60. And we will keep it here for the moment. 61-60 to the Blue Devils. Was just checking to see if it was going to be a full timeout or a 30-second. It's a full timeout, so we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Hermiston High School, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Hermiston Bulldogs 61-60 with 1:12 remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Hermiston possesses the basketball out of the timeout. Inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, near side, front court, Simmons to get it in. And does so to Olsen. Far side, here is Simmons. Simmons driving far side. He's going to be bodied and fouled by Roberson with 1:07 left.
First foul's number zero, Kalama Roberson.
And Hermiston will inbound on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank with 1:07 left. Swanson up top for Rodriguez. Near side, it goes to Young. Now to Simmons. Simmons to the free throw line, far side Rodriguez. Rodriguez will drive into the lane. Shot blocked by Pemberton. They're going to call a foul. No! Doggone it anyway. Oh, what a tough break. That foul is called on Colt Pemberton. And Rodriguez will go to the free throw line for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Oh, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Colt Pemberton. Rejection, but they call the foul. Rodriguez at the stripe. The free throw is around and good. We're tied at 61. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpser in. And Roberson to the sideline. 57 and 8/10 seconds remaining. Fourth quarter. We're tied at 61. Rodriguez, his second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt. It is good. Cool as a cucumber. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Rodriguez checks out. He is replaced by Hayes in the Hermiston lineup. Blue Devils trailing 62-61. We're in the final minute of the fourth quarter. 53 seconds and counting. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Near corner, Dumpser. Dumpser on the baseline. Up top for Micah Eggert. He's guarded by Swanson. He'll go into the lane. He'll throw up a runner. It's good! Eggs over easy. All the way around. Micah Eggert puts the Blue Devils up 63-62. 28 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side, Swanson with a basketball. Spin move. He'll go far side, and he is going to be fouled on the floor. Going to be fouled on his way to the basket. Fouled by Micah Eggert, his third. And that will mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Swanson with 22 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Swanson thus far 5 points in the game. Here is the free throw by Swanson for the tie. He missed it. Missed it off the back of the rim. And Spencer Hessler wants a timeout with 22 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth. Wahai 63, Hermiston 62, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. The Wahai Blue Devil Boys, 63. The Hermiston Bulldogs, 62. We have 22 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And Swanson back to the free throw line for a second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. He missed the first. In this situation, if you have a black shirt, screen out. Should there be a miss? The free throw by Swanson is up, and he missed it off the back of the rim, but the rebound comes up, and it's taken by Hermiston. A held ball is called. They say that Simmons was tied up, and the Blue Devils will get the ball on the alternating possession, would you believe? Swanson misses two free throws. The Blue Devils to inbound in the backcourt with 20 and a half seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And we're going to have a grabbing foul on Olsen as he and Dumpster went to the deck. Olsen with the foul, and that'll mean free throws for the Blue Devils. At the next opportunity, Roberson will check in for the Blue Devils. Niall Dumpster at the stripe for a pair of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first, he missed it. Another attempt coming for Dumpster. If he makes this, Roberson will check in. The shot, he missed it. He misses both. Hermiston gets the rebound. It was taken by Young. On the near side, Simmons asks for a timeout as he dribbles in front of the Hermiston bench. 15 and 6/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 63-62, the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Hermiston High School, Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. The Wahai Blue Devils, 63. The Hermiston Bulldogs, 62. We have 15 and 6/10 seconds remaining in this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Hermiston in possession. They will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline front court, near side, just to the right of their bench. Swanson to get it in. Near corner it goes. Pass inside. Knocked away by Roberson. Knocked it away from Simmons and out of bounds. Ball was inbounded to Young. His pass inside knocked away by the Blue Devils and out of bounds. And Hermiston will inbound with 13.3 seconds to go. 63-62, the Blue Devils. Here's a pass out front. Knocked away by Bingham. And they're going to chase it down to the backcourt. It was knocked out of bounds by Hermiston. They're going to give the ball to Hermiston with 9.9 seconds to go. They rule that Bingham knocked it out into the backcourt. And Hermiston will have to inbound from backcourt on the baseline. Rodriguez has checked in. A zip zone Conoco substitution. 9.9 seconds. Here comes Olsen. Gets around Bingham. Far side. He'll drive in. He'll throw it up. No good. They're going to call a foul with 4.1 seconds to go. No. Jacob Griffith called for the foul, and that's going to mean free throws for Hermiston. Oh, my goodness. What a tough, tough break for the Blue Devils. And Olsen to the free throw line to shoot two. Oh, 4.1 seconds to go. Here is the free throw. Missed it. Rattles in and out. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Hayes in for Hermiston. He replaces Rodriguez. Now if there's a miss, boys, screen out. Screen out. And we have a whistle blown. And an issue with Hayes' jersey. Blood, perhaps? Not exactly sure. Well, they are going to tend to Hayes. They're going to tend to his jersey to remove the blood. And I think we're good to go now. Okay. 4.1 seconds to go. 63-62, the Blue Devils. Another free throw coming, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind for Olsen. Deep breath. Free throw. Missed it! And it's knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Simmons. The Blue Devil ball. No time came off the clock. I'm a little surprised by that, but it is Blue Devil ball. It is Blue Devil ball. They'll inbound to the backcourt with 4.1 seconds left. But first, a zip zone Conoco substitution. Roberson checks out, replaced by Dumpser. Be strong with the ball, boys. Be strong. Be strong. Bingham to inbound. Near side, Jay Griff, and Jay Griff is grabbed. Now they call a travel! With 2.8 seconds to go, they rule that Jay Griff traveled near side, and Hermiston's going to get the ball back. Roberson back in for Dumpser. Hermiston to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, near side, front court. Top of the key extended. Or perhaps a little bit beyond. 2.8 seconds to go. 63-62, the Blue Devils. And the Blue Devils ask for a timeout. A full timeout with 2.8 seconds to go. 63-62, the Blue Devils. And we're going to keep it right here. Next action for the Wahigh boys. Tuesday afternoon, the Blue Devils host Cheney. Airtime will be 12:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The following Monday, the Wahigh girls will host Moses Lake. 3:30 tip-off will take the air at 3 o'clock on December the 29th right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. 2.8 seconds to go. 63-62 in favor of the Blue Devils. Hermiston will inbound the basketball on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, near side, just to the right of their bench. Both teams back out on the floor. One more defensive stand is needed, boys. Let's do it. Let's do it. Olsen to inbound, guarded by Jacob Griffith on the out-of-bounds play. Loops at far side, the ball is caught, and here is Rodriguez with the shot for the win. It's good. They got the ball far side to Young, off to Rodriguez at the free throw line, and the Blue Devils have suffered an absolutely gut-wrenching loss to the Hermiston Bulldogs. Rodriguez, free throw line jumper at the buzzer. And Hermiston wins 64-63. What a game. And what a heartbreaking loss for the Wahigh Blue Devils. We'll be back to the Hermiston High School Gymnasium after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, Blue Devil Nation, it simply was not meant to be tonight here in Hermiston. Earlier, the Wahigh Blue Devil girls defeated by Hermiston 57-31. And in the boys' contest that concluded just moments ago, an exciting finish and a tough, tough loss for the Wahigh boys basketball team. Rodriguez, a free throw line jumper at the buzzer, and Hermiston defeats the Wahigh Blue Devils 64-63. Our post-game show from Hermiston, presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We're going to begin with our recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. The Blue Devils had 4 players in double figures, led by the 17 of Colt Pemberton, Derek Bingham, a Baker's Dozen, 11 for Micah Eggert, and 10 for Niall Dumpser. For their efforts, we're going to recognize all 4 of these young men as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. Now our final statistics from Hermiston. Crowd still abuzz here in Hermiston after that dramatic finish. Final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game first for Hermiston. Olson with 11. Simmons, 29. Swanson, 5. Rodriguez with 12. Young, 5. And Sepeny with 2. Hermiston with 23 field goals in the game, 4 from outside the arc. Hermiston at 56% for the free throw line, 14 of 25. Hermiston was called for 21 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Micah Eggert, 11. Derek Bingham, 13. Gabe Davenport with 2. Jacob Griffith, 8. Luke Higgins, 2. Colt Pemberton, 17. Niall Dumpster with 10. The Blue Devils with 23 field goals in the game, 3 from Bruce Reed range. The Blue Devils 61% from the free throw line, 14 of 23, and the Blue Devils were called for 21 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Well, to coin a phrase, Mama said there'd be days like this, and boy, just an absolutely heartbreaking loss for the Blue Devils, who battled back from a 10-point halftime deficit, led late in the game, but Hermiston had the final possession and made the most of it as Rodriguez knocks down a free throw line jumper at the buzzer, and Hermiston wins 64-63. And that's going to do it for our post-game show from Hermiston. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Next up for the Wahai boys, a home contest on Tuesday, a non-league affair in the Wahai gym against the Cheney Blackhawks. The game is scheduled to tip off at 1 o'clock, and we plan to take the air next Tuesday at 12:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Wahai girls' next action will be coming on December 29th. The Blue Devils will host Moses Lake at 3:30, and airtime on December 29th will be at 3 o'clock right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. As we sign off, some thank yous to go out. First, the outstanding staff here at Hermiston for affording us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Also want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for a great job at the controls. Of course, want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible, and of course want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Saturday. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, telling you one final time the Wahai boys and girls defeated in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action on this Saturday. The Wahai Blue Devil girls losing to Hermiston 57-31. And in the boys contest, Wahai suffering the heartbreak of all heartbreaks. The Wahai boys losing to Hermiston on a buzzer beater. Hermiston defeating the Wahai Blue Devil boys, a final score of 64-63. It is now time for the baby boy, the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from Hermiston, Oregon, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.